This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Attorneys for sex trafficking victims are asking a federal judge in Columbus to consolidate more than 20 cases into the U.S. District Court for Southern Ohio. The plaintiffs in the cases are suing hotels, alleging the companies helped perpetrate human trafficking by failing to stop it. Samantha Breakstone is an associate attorney with the Sexual Abuse and Exploitation Practice at Weitz & Luxembourg, a New York-based firm that made the consolidation request, and she joins me now. Samantha, you're representing victims involved in five Ohio-based cases. Where is the legal standing? You know, how can a business be held responsible for a crime that happens on its grounds when it's not directly aiding and abetting it?
The Trafficking Victim Protection Reauthorization Act created a civil liability for anyone who was a perpetrator of human trafficking. The 2008 revision then extended that nexus of liability to anyone who should have been aware of trafficking happening within its sort of business structure so that it was profiting from something they should have known was trafficking.
How do we know that these hotel employees knew about human trafficking? Presumably it happens behind closed doors.
The brands themselves have been trained on human trafficking since the late 90s, 1996 till 2000 is when the first training started to the hotel industry. The trainings that the hotels have gone through the years regarding human trafficking have also given them red flags to look for in the hotels. If someone checks in and they have very little baggage, if they are looking really withdrawn, if they check in for an odd amount of time, either less than a day or for longer than a week, if they check in with, let's say it's three females, one man, if they check in and they have visible signs of injury, many of these women had visible signs of injury, black eyes, lots of bruising. Also, poor hygiene. Many of these women were denied access to showers as punishment, didn't have very many possessions in terms of clothing, and they were dressed really poorly for the weather they were in. So there's a lot of red flags that the hotel should have been aware of, some of even the more sordid ones, which is an abundance of used condoms that hadn't been cleaned out of the room.
And there's also allegations that employees might have heard screaming or literally seen people tied up, right?
Correct. So there are obviously way more obvious signs of human trafficking that many of these hotels were exposed to. But even beyond that, there's a nexus of factors that had, if they looked close enough, they would have known that trafficking was in their midst. And also they're in the best position to know what trafficking looks like. The hospitality industry has a major, major role to play in human trafficking. And that is why they've been trained on it now for the last few decades. So they're in the best position to be on the lookout for this and even to potentially stop it.
Well, and speaking of training, representatives for both the National and the Ohio Hotel and Lodging Associations say they're working on this, that there's a national campaign to counter the crimes, that they're training employees. So is that not enough? What, in your view, should they be doing that they aren't?
Just because you train your franchisees or your local managers or your corporate hotels doesn't mean that that's being implemented on the ground level. For most of the large hotel brands, those that even do have training, many of them don't. Those that have a training, it's not mandatory. Front desk, bellhop, maid service. That's where the training needs to be occurring, and the hotels need to do an audit to make sure that that training is occurring. Also, simple security measures aren't being implemented the way that they should. Reviewing surveillance video, making sure that people check in with the front desk when they come through the front of the hotel, making sure that side entrances and exits are only open to guests.
These cases happened all over the country at various hotel chains. Why consolidate them?
Because the problem is industry-wide. We're finding that the failures of one hotel brand are the same as the failures of other hotel brands. And the hotels are cutting the same corners because of costs.